The last movement involves simply resting in God in the present moment. Having stopped our usual activity, having let go of wherever our mind has been caught, and having let everything be as it is, we allow ourselves to completely release and fall into the restorative grace of this moment, into the gentle, nurturing silence of God's holding presence. This resting is the essence of quiet prayer or meditation, ceasing from all our attempts to control or fix, and simply resting in this divine embrace, entrusting ourselves to the holding presence of the divine healer. The word rest is interesting because it links back to the first movement of stopping. When something has been moving with some velocity and then slows down to a stop, in physics we say that it has come to rest. But what is interesting is that at an atomic level, even when something has come to rest in terms of having zero velocity, its atoms are all still continually jiggling about. There's a vibrant aliveness inside, no matter how still something appears. And this is what we start to become aware of when we finally come to a state of rest. We can start to attune to the deeper, vibrant aliveness in ourselves and begin to sense the mysterious movement of the spirit. We connect again with the joy and wonder of being alive and the beauty that is within and around us. This tells us of the importance of leisure time, to allow this rest to seep into us at a cellular level. And here I want to use an analogy that gardeners will be familiar with: the end of the dry season, before the gentle rains have started. A garden bed is full of hard, dry clods. Anybody who's worked in a garden will know that these clods are very hard to break up and difficult to work with. When you want to soften these clods, you can't just give them a quick hard squirt of water to break them up. I've tried that, and all it does is it moistens the outside, but it doesn't penetrate. It doesn't soften the clods. The only thing that softens these clods is prolonged exposure to soft, gentle rain or sprinkling of water. And after a few days of gentle rain, these hard clods just open up themselves. They become soft, loamy earth that is able to be used to grow healthy, nourishing plants. And I find this a wonderful image. It's impossible for us to just unclench ourselves quickly by our willpower. This is like trying to break a clod apart. And what we need in order to gradually become softened is the gentle, penetrating moisture of leisure and rest. And these kinds of times where we choose to do nothing productive, preferably just sitting somewhere in nature, looking, listening, and being present, these connect us with our own being and with God's being. There's a Kamel Dalese monk named Michael Fish, who some of us know, he's South African, although he's overseas right now, but he says something really important, that leisure is the precursor to contemplation. Because without some kind of true leisure, we forget how to simply be open and receptive. And we forget how to let life be. We forget that we can trust the God of the rhythms of nature. There's a lovely song by Van Morrison called In the Garden, where he sings about this being in God's presence in nature. And some of the lyrics from the song go, "The summer breeze was blowing on your face, and as the shiver from my neck down to my spine ignited in me daylight and nature in the garden. And we felt the presence of the Christ within our hearts in the garden. And I turned to you and I said, no guru, no method, no teacher, just you and I and nature and the Father in the garden. Listen, no guru, no method, no teacher, just you and I and nature and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in the garden, wet with rain." Beautiful lyrics. And so I want to end this reflection with a passage in Isaiah 30 verse 15, which captures this movement into deep rest. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." One of the Hebrew words translated as repentance is the word shuv, which means to turn around or return to God. And the Greek word used in the New Testament for repentance is metanoia, meaning bigger mind, bigger knowing. And so this word is about the choice to return and to let go of our small mind so that we can open to the larger perspective of God. So we could read this passage as, "In returning, letting go, and coming to rest is your salvation. In quietness, trust, and letting be is your strength." So let's practice this together in the guided meditation that follows.